This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Ooh. Got a text.
Is he on his way?
Huh? Yeah.
Hayes,
yeah. Yeah. He said, he texted me that he was on his way almost 3 or 4 hours ago.
3 or 4 hours ago?
Yeah. He said he was close. So he should be here soon. He only lives like 10 minutes away.
Okay. Do you want to just get started? Like, I can play the song.
Nah, let's wait. Let's wait.
Wait, okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, what's up? What's new?
Oh, not too much. I'm going to Germany soon.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Are you from there? Or do you live? Are you from there?
No, I'm from here.
Your parents
are there?
I'm from
California. No, it's just like it's a trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're from California? So you live here? You live out here?
Yeah, I live, yeah.
Yeah.
I live out here. Just okay. In LA. I've been here for a while.
For some reason, I thought you lived in, like, Germany.
I mean, I record your show all the time.
Well, only every, like, third or fourth time.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's, like, once a month? I mean, so I thought you were just mostly
in
Germany.
I don't have a German accent, do I?
I guess I never really listened for it. I mean, it's a little funky. Like, you talk kind of fucked up. Wo ist Heisman?
Wo ist Heisman?
Yeah, see, to me that sounds German.
That was just totally how I talk.
That sounds German to me.
Okay. Yeah, not German at all.
Yeah, California. Just your parents are there.
No, we just talked about this.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago.
Where is Hayes?
How's everything with you?
Is it just Brett? Like, is your whole name Brett?
No, it's Brett Morris. You didn't know
my
last. You didn't know my last name.
You're Seth Morris's friend, or are you guys?
Well,
are you
met him
like related to him?
No, we're actually not.
You have
related.
A last name.
Yeah, you had to have known.
Engineers
have
do
last
this?
Names?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all. I think we all have last names. Ryan, I'm not totally. Yeah, Ryan. Yeah. Ryan Connor.
He can't, right?
Yeah, that doesn't seem. Cody, Scully, Sam, Kiefer.
Huh.
Yeah, we have last names.
Holy shit. It's a fucking weird place, man.
You know, like, who I am, right?
Yeah, yeah. Little guy, Brett.
Okay.
You get your driver's license yet? Like you get your driver's license?
Yeah, I've had my driver's license.
Be careful out there, man. Be careful. I remember when I first got mine, it was like, you got to go easy, you know?
Yeah. You think I'm 16?
I didn't think that. I thought you were going to say, no, I'm excited to take the test in a couple years. when I asked the question, but that's fucking awesome that you did it. I mean, that's great. What do you drive, this real is, piece of shit?
I mean, yeah, I can't afford that much, but it's just like an old.
You know what thing. You should do but, when you're at your parents' place? If you buy a car in Germany and you drive it around for a little while, you could get it flown back. It's cheaper than getting it here.
Okay, my parents don't live in Germany.
German cars
That's
are nice.
That's interesting, but yeah.
When did they move while we were having this conversation?
No, man, I feel like this is weird. Like, I thought I'm just realizing now, like, you don't know who I am, really.
Well, for me, it's always been like you to me. I mean, you seem fine, but like, you're kind of Hayes's friend. Like, you're like my friend who I know through Hayes. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So,
because you guys are tight, right? Like, he knows all your stuff.
Yeah. I feel like Hayes would know my last name.
He might. Yeah. I mean, you've never used it, but yeah. No, but to me, it's like you're sort of Hayes's work friend. And then I wind up seeing you because of that. But I don't know what's going on with him. You know what? He's not answering my text.
You've been to my house.
So that was your house. I knew the girl in that house.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, what's her? Oh, Mindy?
Memby.
That's right.
Yeah. Her I knew just from like the scene. Yeah, she's cool, weird. Mindy. I've been to her house. But no, it was so funny running into you there. Look, let's do the fucking song thing. Just follow my lead, you know, watch me for the changes and try to keep up. Back to the Future.
Yeah, I have done this show for like years now.
But, yeah, because like we'll just patch that on. We'll tack it on to whatever Hayes has going on.
Okay. So just put the song in later?
We'll just stitch it together, whatever you guys do. But just let's play the song just to save time, because when he gets here now we're running so late, we're going to run out of studio time.
Yeah, it's been hours.
Play the song. Right, yeah.
Right. Here it is.
And just go, whatever. You're doing the...
Just let it play?
I did the... It's not my turn to do the, like, intro story.
Oh, I'm doing the intro story?
Yeah, well, not, I mean, I guess not now. The song's basically over.
Let me tell you. Let me start over.
Well, Jesus Christ, Brett.
I have stories.
Well, I would hope. That's why I said let's do the song thing.
I mean, the other day, like, I went to the Devon's.
It's not like a fucking like Nazi crazy. Thing you go into Germany, right?
No.
Is that's it to investigate the Harry's Razor Factory?
We're on air right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to reveal that way later.
Oh, right. That you're doing an expose, like a Mike Daisy style, like finding out what the actual working conditions are for the Harry's Razor. Oh, well, that's pretty cool. So, okay. So, you know, don't tell me the story when the song's not playing. Start the fucking song again. Do the story. I'll probably find what's actually in there.
Okay.
And we'll have great content, like always.
Right. So the other day, I did the 23andMe test.
Are you making this up?
No, you guys never make
that. We don't make stuff up on this show. That's very important that our listeners can trust us.
I totally agree. I wasn't going to make anything up.
Okay, good. Because you had a mischievous gleam in your eye, as if perhaps, Brett, you thought you were going to pull a fast one on the listeners of Hollywood Handbook, the smartest, coolest podcast listeners in the entire country. I got a buttload of respect for these guys. I suggest you fall in line. I would hate to have to find a new engineer in the middle of the show, especially when Hayes is already late.
Yeah, you know, out of all the things, I feel like you'd never
listen
to me about.
Am I clear, Mr. Marcus?
It's Morris, man.
It's not what you said the first time.
Sir, yes, sir.
Okay, so you did a 23andMe test, and I hope that's true.
It's true.
Okay.
You spit into the little vial.
Ew.
You send it in.
That is absolutely vile.
That's a good one.
That's a vile story.
Yeah.
Well, I wish Hayes was here for it. He loves that kind of stuff. He really, really likes that. Loves my word jokes.
Yeah.
He's not as hot on my political stuff.
No, that gets a little...
Yeah,
I mean, I think it goes over his head.
I think it goes over his head. No, no, I know you're picking up on it, and you're just like, uh-oh, this guy's going to bring some heat down on me.
Right.
But that's what all those amendments and constitutions for. So go ahead. So you're doing 23andMe, and we're going to craft this into a good story.
Yeah, okay.
You'll piece it together.
All right. So I get the results back.
Who are you with when you're spitting?
When I was spitting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was just like outside by the garbage bins.
You weren't with like, would be good to be with.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Sully Sullenberger?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was with.
So you're with Sully?
I was with Sully. No joke.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like. In this plane, it's crazy. We're flying down, hauling ass.
Mm.
And we hit some turbulence, and all of a sudden, my 23andMe results come in.
Uh-huh.
And so I tell him, man, you wouldn't believe this.
Nobody's going to know what this is, 23andMe.
Oh, it's
Hayes, I think, has done Sully already.
But we're not making this We're not making this up, though.
Right, okay, yeah. Good. Go ahead.
Okay, so maybe Sully Erna from Godsmack.
Okay. That's good. And then, so you get the results. Yeah, well, I mean, I love the concept of smacking God, who is God really?
This is the
just our fathers.
I always want to hear this stuff, and Hayes isn't around, so I can get to
you. Well, because really, look at it. Who is God? You know, if you watch Sausage Party, which I did see, and which had a pretty strong religious message in it, which is that you should be fucking all the time with everyone because. You're going to get eaten. God is real. He exists. He's coming for you. He's going to devour you. There is no such thing as heaven, but hell does exist, and God is a demon who's going to eat you, so you should have sex before you get married. And being married, of course, is being taken out of the store.
This is the message.
That's rock solid. Yeah, that's the message. You ever think about that shit, man? You ever trip out on that? That really we're all just food on grocery store shelves in a lot of ways?
Oh, shit.
And you've been waiting to get inside a hot dog bun your whole life, and even though the hot dog bun is a vagina, it also has breasts. And even though the hot dog is a dick, there's sort of, it's implied that it has dick. Like, do you ever think about that, man? Like, that's you. And so if you get freaking taken out of the store, i.e. married.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just assume what's going to happen.
I get fucked.
Yeah, you get, well, you'd think that you're going to get fucked and then be happy. But what's the truth is that that's God taking you out and he's going to friggin' chop you up and boil you in a pot.
Oh, boiled hot dogs? He likes the boiled kind?
Yes, everyone in the movie only did them boiled.
Okay. I never trust that water. But then New York's
you wouldn't want that it water. That way, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that's like probably the most movie that lines up with my religious views the most out of anyone. And okay, so we found something pretty good in the 23andMe story. Okay, that feels
good.
Yeah,
that went well.
Where is the Hayes man?
Should I call him up or
no, wait? He doesn't want to get a call from you. He's kind of a don't call me, I'll call you. Oh, is he calling?
He's
you?
Calling me right now.
Oh,
as
holy!
You're saying that to me.
Oh, wow.
Hayes, you there?
Hayes.
Hello.
Hi, Hayes.
Hello.
Hey. Hayes.
Sean.
Hayes, are you okay?
Hayes, I passed you in to Sean.
I'm nervous.
Oh, man.
What's wrong, man?
I'm coming. I am coming. I'm on my way.
Hey,
I messed up.
You messed up? What do you mean? Hayes, whatever it is, I'll help you clean it up.
I didn't actually mess up. It's not even actually my fault. I was just kind of saying I messed up, but it's really, so like all this shit has happened to me, and I'm just really a victim of it.
That's not fair.
I am coming. I am going to the studio.
Well, what happened? You texted me 4 or 5 hours ago and said that you were on your way here and you live so close. So what did you leave? I mean,
that was 5 hours ago.
Just about. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. All right. You know, how I was going to, ride the horses today?
Yeah, of course. You're going to ride the horses today.
Me and Carrie Ann got these horses. This is for Brad and the guests. Me and Carrie Ann got these big horses.
Sure, yeah. Huge. You wanted the huge ones.
And we were going to take them out on the trail today to test them, to see if we even fit on them. They're so big.
Yeah, no, I know that was a concern.
But we're getting on, and she's like, I'll ride in back so I can keep an eye on you.
Mm-hmm, that's safe.
Well, I'm like, why am I the one that has to be supervised? Like, wow, I'll watch you.
Oh, yeah, she was out of line.
Like, whenever we go anywhere, she's right behind me, and she's like, just to make sure I don't trip, or, like, we're going to walk into something weird, or, like, whatever. She, like, you know, is going to watch out for me. And then if I do walk into something, it's, like, it makes it seem like she was right.
Right, I see. And what is that? How does that make you feel?
Well, it just builds up to this thing where I'm, like, it makes me feel like... So,
she's kind of stifling you, isn't she, sweetie?
Yes, and so this time I say, I'm going to watch you. I'll watch you this time.
Well, that's pretty brave.
But she's riding it back.
Uh-huh.
So I say, fine, we'll watch each other. We'll keep an eye on each other.
So you're riding backwards in front of her?
I ride backwards in front of her. And so we're doing the horses. Going.
You fit on the horse?
Straight out of the path.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you manage to fit on the horse?
Yes, we did fit. Yes.
Nice catch, Brett.
Not sitting like sideways. Okay.
You're kind of doing the split on top. Are you picturing that?
Yeah. Okay. I've got it now.
Or you can put your head, or you can like sit with your legs straight out front, but they don't bend over the side. Is that a clear image?
Yeah, no. Okay. So you're doing the splits on top, or you can put your legs straight out in the front.
So you
yes, or you can lie down.
Sure.
But in this case, at this moment, the important part, I was sitting with my legs straight out in front of like an L.
Yeah,
so
I see.
So you guys are touching feet then, because you're pointing
Who's
towards
that?
Each other.
Oh, sorry, that's Brett.
Oh.
Hayes said that's one of the ways you could sit. That's not how he was sitting.
Okay,
and I believe Carrie Ann Moss, when she goes horse riding, puts an Eames chair on top.
My apologies.
Yes. And an Ottoman.
Yeah, she's got an Ottoman and Neem's chair that she brings.
Ottoman.
Okay.
Who's that?
It's Ottoman.
Sorry. Ottoman is here. Brett brought him with him. Oh, no. He was showing us. He's a true grease monkey, and he was showing us some of the ways that you could trick out Brett's piece of shit car earlier.
Who is it? Is this Brett? If Brett's doing it, he must be one of the Beatles or something.
Yes, Otto Man, I guess, is one of the Beatles. I think he's like George Ringo or something.
Peace and love, dude.
Yeah, okay. And he's taking it too far now.
So, Carrie, we're riding the horse.
Uh huh.
And we're you know, just kind of staring each other down. We weren't talking on the ride, but we're just kind of, I'm looking at her like, see? And she's looking at me like, see what? You know, I don't see nothing. I don't see shit. That was like what she was looking like.
Mm-hmm. That she's like.
And then.
Yeah.
Suddenly, just as we're about to get to Sunset Peak. I feel a major bonk on the back of my head.
Oh, no. You got kabonked on your noggin? Oh, yes. Hayes.
There's that huge branch right before Sunset Peak.
Near Sunset Peak? At the Sunset Peak, okay, coming from, you're approaching from the, if you're seeing that big branch and you're going to Sunset Peak, you're in a horse, so you're not coming from the water side. So
coming from my house.
Yes, from your house, so that means you're approaching from the east to Sunset Peak. Yes, the branch. Ooh, that branch is big.
Yes, imagine how big.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole head. And so that is what happens. And
I'm drawing it now, and I don't even have room.
Both my contacts pop out. They fly into Carrie Ann's mouth.
Uh-oh.
She pretends like she is enjoying them. She almost enjoys them so much. She chews them so, like, luxuriously. That I almost feel like she did do it on purpose because she didn't warn me about the branch. She did not do a good job of watching out for me, which I told her.
Mm-hmm. And sweetie, that kind of must have made you feel like you were a little bit stifled, huh?
Well, what that made me do, because now I'm very embarrassed, and there's a big lump coming out of the back of my head, making me look like Zippy the Pinhead.
Oh, Hayes. From the Gabrus podcast where you talk about comics?
Yes.
Okay.
Please listen to that, by the way. It's getting big response.
Yes. When I have time, yeah.
So, I've got this big lump on my bean. And at this point, the horse is over. I say to the horse, let's go home. I don't even want to see Sunset Peak. It's daytime anyway. I don't give a shit.
The horse knows all
that. We go all the way back down. I'm getting in my car to come to the studio.
Yes, well, and that's when you texted me, I assume.
Yes, and I figure I'll just get there 4.5 hours early and chill with Brett or something.
Why not?
I actually have been meaning to catch up with Brett a little bit.
Yeah. Do you know Brett pretty well?
Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of stuff I was thinking. There's a lot of stuff about him. I don't know where he's, like, where he's from.
Like, from. Yeah.
Where is he, like, coming in from? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what Sean said.
I know he doesn't have his license. And so... How is he getting there without a driver's license from, like, somewhere really far away? I want to say, I feel like he was from...
Don't say it.
Denmark?
Oh.
I mean, you're closer than I was. He's not. Yeah. He's apparently from some littler place, like in the Netherlands or something. I mean, okay. From what I'm hearing.
That's because it's...
How, like, did you pronounce
it? Way, just the way he talked.
Yeah.
I said I'm from here. I'm local. I mean, I'm from California, but I've lived in L.A. for years. I never said anything about the Netherlands or Germany or anything like that.
Say, du bist ein Akkordeon.
How did you get to L.A. from the Netherlands without a driver's license?
Why do you guys think I don't have a driver's license?
Hmm? That,
Hayes, I thought you at least knew something about me. Sean.
I do. I know. Yeah, you're Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Brett.
What's my last name, Hayes?
That's a trick question, Brett. You don't have a last name.
Okay, yeah, and he tried to get me with this as well.
It's Morris.
Morris?
Yes. Not Seth Morris. I'm not related to Seth Morris.
Why would you just say that? Why would you think that I would think you were related to Seth Morris just because your last name is Morris?
Are you pissed at Seth Morris, Brett?
No, I love the guy. I just, you asked, that was the, everything about this conversation is going the exact same way.
Brett, if your last name's Morris, then say something to me in Morse code.
No, that's a good one. I've never heard that. Okay. Dink, dink, dink. Slash, slash, slash. Dink, dink, dink.
Oh, the way you say it is so ugly.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good at all. It's such a beautiful language. I hate to hear it butchered like that. He's definitely spelling a racial slur, but the big thing that's sad to me is it's just such a beautiful language, and to hear one of the romance languages butchered that way.
Spelling a racial slur, using racial slurs as the, like, as, I mean, people say dot.
Oh, no, yeah. No, they say dot and dash, but with Brett, it's all dinks and slashes. And I think we know what he's talking about when he says that, don't we, Brett? And no wonder he spends so much time in Germany. He wants to wipe out all the dinks and slashes. And please don't do that.
Can I get back to my story, Brett? Please, do you mind?
Yeah, can you get
Brett,
here?
Is it okay can if Hayes tells his story now?
Yeah, Brett, are you driving, though, right
Brett,
now?
Please have your permission. I'm on my knees here, Brett. Can I please finish my story?
Don't make him be on his knees in the car.
Time is a really big factor here.
Yeah, I would love for you to finish your story and get here. I've been here for hours, but go ahead.
So I get in my car, and Carrie Ann's like, how are you going to get in the car? You can't see. I'll drive. And she was like, I'll drive you. I'll walk or I'll watch you drive.
Oh, no. Here she goes again.
Ate them. And I say, that's it. I'm done with you watching me everywhere I go. I'm going to go somewhere by myself.
God, I can't believe she said that, Hayes. She really devalued you in that moment. How stifling.
She diminished my lived experience.
That's absolutely right, Hayes. Oh, that's big for you.
My lived experience is so important to me.
Yeah. I love how you are a witness to your own life and that you're so present and that you're so honest with me about it and present such an authentic version of yourself.
Is that not my biggest thing?
And if Carrie Ann can't see that, and if your lived experience to her is just something that you can diminish offhand, then I'm sorry, sweetie. She does not deserve you, and you can do better than that. I know she's beautiful.
I tried to kick her. Not kick her hard.
No, not an angry kick, just a sort of lesson.
Basically, yes. Like kind of a shove, but with my foot.
Yeah, sort of a mush. You know how on some of the reality shows, they are not allowed to punch each other, but they can mush each other's faces?
They just mug them. Yeah, they just place their hand on their face, and then they push.
So you were just doing a foot mush a little bit, which is
doing a
totally okay.
But I missed by, I think, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't really see, and I sort of fell.
Yes, and that is a vine that Carrie Ann put up.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes. You do go to do a big foot mush. Your foot goes through a tree, comes back out, lands on the back of like a painted turtle.
When I said I think I missed by a lot, I was kind of setting up an alibi because I thought my foot might have gone through her stomach.
No. You do look shocked when it happens. You pull it back out and your foot lands on kind of a painted turtle. And you go sliding, slipping, and flipping every which way through a boggy marsh.
Okay. This is all really coming together. I thought it was like her gut or something.
Yeah, no, you seem pretty concerned. Not concerned like you want to help her, but you get in the car and drive away very quickly as if you're fleeing the scene of some kind of crime you think you committed.
Okay, so this is great that you saw me drive away, because this is huge for me. I'm so glad to hear that, because I'm in the car now, and I'm still going, and I think I'm going the same direction that I went when I left the horse house. You know that horse house?
Yes, yes, yes. The horse mansion.
Yes.
For us, it wouldn't be a mansion, but for a horse, it is.
Same way.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been using the steering wheel a ton. A little bit, I have.
Here and there, yeah.
But not that much. And so, if we can figure out, because I thought I was kind of pointed at the studio.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot really, so this is the thing, like, I'm driving, I'm not going that fast, but I am definitely, you know, I don't want to go too slow either. I don't want to be mad.
Please don't go too slow.
I get so mad when I'm behind a driver who's going slow.
Yes, and there was that Vox thing that everyone was so fired up about recently.
Don't use the left lane.
Did you guys see this? I didn't watch it, but man.
It's more dangerous to drive in the left lane slow than it is to drive really fast everywhere.
Yeah.
That's actually causes more accidents and kills more people and is more irresponsible to drive in the left lane at the speed limit or slightly below than it is to drive as fast as you can in every lane everywhere. And okay, that's the numbers. Good. That's science.
Because I saw the thing, and because I was driving, and I was remembering that people were so excited about that, and I thought I better not go too slow. Because that's going to be me in that video.
Oh, yeah. No, it's much safer that you've been going fast. Can you see any shapes around that you can make out that maybe Brett and I might have seen before? And we could sort of... Because what I'll do is I will... In solidarity, punch myself in the back of the head as hard as I can, knock out my contact lenses into Brett's mouth, and then he's going to show me, don't be gross, Brett. He's going to show me images of landmarks around the state. Brett, you're disgusting.
I thought that was part of
you are being disgusting, Brett, and I'm going to absolutely be sick if you don't stop it.
I'm going to chew him very luxuriously.
Brett... What's the end game for you?
Like, just doing like gross out stuff.
He's doing sicko stuff. It's the friggin' Farrelly Brothers on steroids over here.
Yeah.
It's Peter and Bobby Farrelly on steroids in the studio, Hayes, and this is what happens when you're gone.
Peter is my middle name. Yeah,
the Steroidly Brothers.
He just tried to pretend he has a third name. By the way, that name is German, Peter and the Wolf. Now... Everybody shut up for a second. I just got a text message. Oh, great, Hayes. Alyssa's almost here. Are you close?
I thought Alyssa was there. Why is she not there now?
Well, because I had told her that you were running a little bit behind and that you and I would maybe be recording one of our classic intro pieces before the guest arrived. You know, some of the stuff where we just say what's so crazy.
Hey, but they like to watch that.
No, most guests do want to sit through that, but I think that what happened for her was she was afraid she'd be all laughed out and have nothing left for the show. She'd pass out, not be able to breathe because our stuff's so funny.
Okay. Well, I have the cookies.
Okay, so Brett, I guess I don't know if I told you this, but Alyssa Milano was supposed to come here, and we have this great hook where we're going to eat
50 bags of Milano cookies.
50 bags of Milanos with Alyssa Milano, and there's going to be, you know, welcome to our Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah.
We were going to sing to the tune of that, welcome to my house, you know, and the Flo Rida stuff.
We spent so much time on the tune, and it's not welcome to my house. It's not like that.
Huh? No, it is.
The way you just did it is what I tried to coach out of.
That's the second part of it. The first part is welcome to my Pepperidge Farm. Well, let's eat Milanos. Your name's Alyssa. Remember Charmed. Welcome to my house. I'm for Pepperidge Farm. But, So that would have been really very funny and cool.
And we were going to do it with Milana Weintraub, but we emailed her and she didn't respond.
She was not interested in even having a polite email exchange.
And I think this is better because her name is really Milano and we didn't have to pretend that Milana Weintraub's name was Milano.
Yes, that's right. And we were going to... And we were going to do something. We didn't have the second half, but we were going to try to become Vine stars with Milana Weintraub while we ate Milano cookies. And I think it was going to get too complex. Mm. But this is pretty clean.
We had to do something with these cookies.
Do you have the mint ones? Have you ever had the mint ones? Those are good.
What are you talking about?
Brett, what the fuck are you talking about?
There's no mint ones. It's cookies.
Is this like a Europe thing?
Mint's a leaf.
Mint's a freaking plant. It's not a tree. It's a cookie.
Cookie's a bread. Mint's a plant.
Cookie's a bread. I don't want to get in Doughboy's territory.
Cookie.
But cookie's a bread. Mint's a plant. Pie's a cake.
Chocolate's
a
bean.
Here's one thing I would like to do. Wait, do you have any more of these?
Do I personally? Oh, just about a billion.
Did you have what? I didn't know if you had any more food.
Chocolate's a bean.
Water's a juice. Stop it, Brett. Meat's a vegetable. Anything else is a hat on a hat. Go ahead, Hayes. What were you going to say?
I would like to establish whether I am facing the right way in my seat.
Okay. Press on the horn.
Okay. Well, this is going to be the problem because I don't, like, I can't really see it from where I am right now.
Okay.
I just do a push?
Yeah. What you're going to want to do is do a quick punch and then two long pushes.
Okay. I don't want to accidentally open the door.
No. No, I don't think that's going to happen to you if you do.
I should tell you this. The door is not secure.
Right.
It's slightly open.
It is a little bit open. And I was beeping a lot. The car was doing so many beeps at the beginning of my drive, but then it did finally stop.
I know you were going up to the horse house. Did you drive OJ's Bronco up there?
Yeah, I did. Yes. Because I figured that's like the most horse of any car.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know you like to take that to the horses and do a series of jokes. So that makes sense.
You take Main Street, like the horse's mane.
Long jokes, yeah. Wait.
What did Brett say?
I said, do you take Main Street, like a horse's mane?
Brett, as far as you're concerned, you never said that. Okay.
I own
that. You said it in the studio our podcast.
You said it on our podcast, Cause of Hayes, and we're gonna sell it to Kenny Mayne. There's gonna be a new season of Main Street.
Kenny Mayne Shepherd.
We're bringing BB-8 back. We're bringing the whole friggin' crew back. We're going to get everybody from Main Street web series, and we're doing a new one where he's friends with a horse.
A girl? Who was the girl in that?
I believe it was Alison Becker.
Gotta be.
I believe it was Alison Becker, and I believe there was probably a guest spot by one Jambi Giggles.
I did not realize you guys had a whole plan around that joke.
Oh,
Brett, you'd still be in Germany if not for us.
Yeah.
And so...
You're on a work visa here for our show, so please don't mess around.
That no longer belongs to you.
All right, you can have it.
We do have it, Brett.
That's what I'm telling you, Brett.
We do have it. You can't tell me that I can have it.
You can't tell me that in my head I don't have it.
Hey, quick word association. First thing that pops in your head, 23andMe.
23 Jump Street?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said too. Brett thinks it's a test.
Oh, no, Brett. No. 23 Jump Street. No. No, Brett. It's not a test. It is related to school. What you're thinking of is because they go to school that it's a test. No. Only they have to go to school.
You get to just sit in a theater and laugh.
And even then, they're just pretending.
Are you just cruising the whole time you're talking right now? I'm worried about you.
Yeah, well, my hairbrush is on the gas. My feet. are all over the place.
Just to explain.
Because I wanted to, I had to like kind of get ready to be at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to brush my hair. And at some point it did fall down and it did get wedged on the gap.
Just to explain, Hayes had to get a very heavy hairbrush.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his hair was too strong and was actually taking control of his head following some of the surgeries that he's had, and was trying to pull the skin off. It was behaving on his head as an octopus might, and was slapping on his ears, pulling on his ears, sticking up his nose and trying to get at his brain and completely take over. And so he got a medical hairbrush that's incredibly heavy. And he can weigh his hair down with it and sort of bludgeon it so that it does not behave so unruly.
Okay. That's really helpful
to
know.
It's like a mace.
I feel like you could use your hair to solve this driving, maybe. Maybe you could cooperate.
How am I going to use my – Brett, my hair is against me. My hair has no interest in helping me.
No, if he ever –
I don't feel like you're on the side of my hair.
You do not – what he would not want to work with his enemy in that way.
You don't think you could trick your hair into maybe shifting the
– If Hayes and his hair had a mutual enemy, they could perhaps form an uneasy alliance for a time.
Hayes could draw his face on the stick shift. Then the hair thinks the stick shift –
You know what we could do? You know what we could do?
Oh, this is going to be good.
Hang on. Let me put a big a woolly hat on for a second.
Oh, Alyssa is here, by the way. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, sweetie.
And her mic's not live.
Okay. Can you talk to her for me?
Yeah. Hey, so we were going to eat these Milano cookies, and we had the 50 bags, but Hayes did the bad traffic.
Tell her I have a sweet surprise.
He's got a sweet surprise for you, sweetie, and it's, even sweeter than you, sugar cup. And so he is on his way here. Please, when he gets here, his hair's probably going to be a mess just because of sort of he hasn't had his brush on it for a while. So be nice about it. I don't want him to mush you with his foot. And just have fun. Relax. Be yourself. You know the show. You're a big fan. It's fun. It's funny. It's great for the guests. They always get a chance to shine. It's a really comfortable environment to just drop into and do for a little while. So that's it.
And tell her that we didn't email Milana first.
And you were the first person we emailed. We didn't email Milana.
Probably would have been better just to not mention that at all.
And if we had emailed her, she would have just written back, even if she couldn't do it, just to be like, hey guys, it's not for me.
That's good.
And you can look at me like anytime you want. I'll be here. And it's totally fine if you want to, like, make eye contact with
me. So she's leaving now, Hayes. She's leaving. Brett started talking to her, and she
looks like she saw
a ghost. He just told her it was okay to look at him, and she was very upset by this. It seems as if she recognizes him from something else.
Oh, my God, Brett.
She was my childhood crush. I don't understand.
We didn't have a guest last week, Brett. We can't
do two shows without a guest.
It's not my fault you didn't have a guest last week.
Is this anything, Hayes? The Brett Pack.
I like that.
Well, okay, like then it's not.
Like the Brat Pack?
Yeah, the Brett Peck. Oh, Brett. So Brett starts an Instagram account. It's just a photo of one of his pecs, and it's called the Brett Peck.
I tell you what I'd like to see right now, and I'm not really sure exactly how I'm going to pronounce this, but I'd like to see Brett Sit.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes.
Brett Sit?
Brett, get out of here.
Like Brexit.
But how would you say that? Because I ran into trouble trying to pronounce it.
Brett. Oh, yeah.
In Morse code?
Brexit through the guest shop. Do the guest shop.
Brett Skit.
Did anybody do anything like that on Twitter?
God. We just did Spawn. We're just coming off Spawn.
Oh, my God. All the Spawn.
I did that High and Mighty. That was so well received.
Oh no, all the comics. Oh.
You guys are in the wake of a spot?
Yeah.
And you probably, Sean, you are probably doing Doughboys. Did you do Doughboys this week? Because they said like 5 weeks ago that they were going to have you on.
Yeah, so I think what's going on with that is that those guys have been kidnapped, or maybe they're just not making any new episodes. I think that no new episodes have come out since they said that or something. But, or they're in trouble, or they might be in trouble. Maybe they're in a similar situation to you. They're driving the wrong way in a car because they haven't contacted me. And so there has to be an explanation.
It was in public that they said that.
They did do that, so you would think that would have sort of been gasoline on the fire. And
they said you could do BJ's Brewhouse.
I guess they did.
BJ's.
Brett. Brett.
This is not, I will say, if they are still doing new episodes, this is not going to help with that. Two guestless episodes in a row. I mean, we have never done anything like this before.
No, our value is at an all-time low.
And people are, I see people talking all the time. Like they think the show is going to end. And this is really going to take that to like another level.
I recently thought that I hit an all-time low in my life. As you know, Steffi embarrassed me in front of Richard Kind,
she stifled you.
She stifled me. She devalued, my life experience.
Your lived experience.
My lived experience. And that was really big for me. And I thought, it can't get any worse for me. That's the good news. It's all up from here. I'm going to...
Do you want to say, would it help you to say what happened?
So, there was a Russell Stover sampler on the table at Richard Kind's house. He has kind of an early Easter every year. Where he gets a lot of candies together. And I said that I would be able to tell what flavor every one was on the inside just by looking at one of those assorted chocolate samplers. I said, I can tell without taking a bite. So everyone was intrigued, of course, at my boast.
Can I just say, you do not have to finish this. I am sorry that I pushed you to do it in the first place. Would you like to stop telling this story now?
I'd like to leave it up to Brett.
You can take a mulligan.
I do not want it. I don't want it to be because of me.
You can take a mulligan on this one.
What do you mean? Like, what do you think a mulligan is?
You can do it again?
I wouldn't want to tell the beginning again.
I think taking a mulligan means that you could start over from the beginning.
With a new story?
I guess. Because it doesn't mean that you just, like, quit the game.
No. That's not what a mulligan is.
Can I take a mulligan?
Is this because his last name is Mulligan?
Can I take a mulligan on that?
Anyway,
word?
I do it by putting the chocolates in my butt, and that's how I'm able to tell, which technically I'm not, putting it in my mouth. I'm not taking a bite of it. And so it's kind of a cool, fun trick that a lot of people usually enjoy, and that's sort of the end of the story. In the middle, there's a bunch of kind of antics, but Steffi.
So you still have a mulligan then?
Oh,
you can save it.
Okay, so wait, what do you mean?
You still have a mulligan?
What am I doing
don't
with
get
the
into
mulligan?
Defining that
what
word?
Am I doing with the mulligan in your eyes? Like, what does it mean? How am I using the mulligan?
I don't feel like this needs to be explained, like defined. I can't define it for you. It's just, you, come on, you get a mulligan.
Brett, please stop stifling me. You're devaluing Brett. My lived experience right now.
It means you get to stop whatever you're doing.
Brett, you're robbing Sean of his agency.
I can't apologize to you because I haven't lived it. So I don't even know what it feels like.
Brett,
to receive my...
My ego mulligan. Is not my
Brett,
amigo.
You're being an extremely bad ally to Sean right now.
I need you to be an ally, and something that would be great for me is if you could, in a kind way, just listen. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not the easiest person to be around, okay? But I'm owning that. But okay, I'm not without flaw, Brett. I'm owning that. I'm not the easiest guy to spend time with. All right?
Okay.
My ego is not my amigo, Brett. How many times do you want me to say it?
And it's not your job to explain this to me. I've heard you say that a lot.
Did you say your ego's not your amiibo?
No, no. Do you want me
like
to say
robot?
That? No, do you want me to say that?
You can take a mulligan on that.
You can take a mulligan on that, yeah, sure.
My ebo's not my amiibo.
So...
Now, Brett, I've taken ownership of some of my flaws. Now, I don't want this to feel like an attack, but what I would say to you about some of your behaviors is that they're unconscionable, they're despicable, they're disgusting, they're insulting, they're sickening.
They're dastardly,
they're nefarious. And more than that, Brett, I think you do it on purpose. I really do.
I think I'm in some kind of race.
Oh, Hayes.
Do you see a lot of cars whizzing past you?
So many cars. Yeah, I think I'm in a NASCAR.
Okay, that would make sense. That would make sense.
You're really far away then.
I'm tracing the route. I took the direction you were pointing, and I just sort of drew a line, and it leads right into a NASCAR race.
But then that means he's turning exactly with the circle of the racetrack.
That's Hayes. Yeah, I bet he is. Hayes and his hairbrush are in first place in the race. I just looked at the news. Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
He won.
He's
and
winning?
He's drinking champagne. Hayes, can you feel the champagne? Can you taste it?
Yes, I can feel. Yes, there's some very like hurting water on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's trouble because now he's going to be driving away
Sharp
even
water.
Faster.
And drunk.
Yeah, with all the champagne in his system.
Can you somehow turn out of the racetrack and back towards Earwolf, please?
Hayes, I'm going to do a cool thing that I've seen people do a lot, which is I'm going to start posting on Facebook for you to see whenever there's like a DUI checkpoint.
Oh, that would be so helpful to me.
Isn't that fucking badass?
I really appreciate when people do that because then I can drive drunk and I won't get in trouble.
Heads up, everybody. Yeah. DUI checkpoint between here. If there's any between here and the NASCAR race, I'll go ahead and do it. Yeah, I think it's really good that it really is helpful for me because I know I want to drive drunk. And the thing that stops me a lot of the time is no one's sharing where the DUI checkpoints are. And it's just unfair.
I love when Waze tells me that there's a red light camera ahead because then I'm not going to run the red light. There's no camera. If there's no camera, I'm going straight through that light.
Yeah, that's a nice thing that Waze does.
Would Waze help you right now? Is there anything? Can you download that?
Waze Davenport, is this something?
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Who was that, Brett?
Yes.
Brett? You know the deal.
How does that relate to horses?
What?
Is this a separate pitch of yours?
You don't think that BB-8 is going to be the voice of Kenny Mayne's Waze device that's plugged into his horse on friggin' horse Main Street? Think about it for 1 second. Now,
I gotta go. Ugh. I've gotta download this thing. I gotta go. It's not gonna let me download while I'm on the phone.
Okay. Well, you should be here soon. Surely we'll have a good episode with a good guest. I mean, if we don't, if something happens where we can't recover Alyssa, you never find the studio, we don't get a good guest, and the show gets canceled, we'll just release this episode, I guess, and it'll be the last one. In the meantime, like, the call could be an episode because we're recording it.
The show is canceled.
Yes, if you're listening to this, the show's over. So, but that probably won't happen. I mean, this is just a stupid phone call between friends, and Brett actually interrupted with some pretty bad stuff and some stuff that was really our idea. So, you know, like us on Facebook, if there's a charity car wash, alter all their signs to be about Hollywood Handbook. What are some other badass guerrilla marketing techniques?
Write it on the dollar bill.
Okay, yeah, write Hollywood Handbook on the dollar bill.
Yes.
And do coke through it.
Write it on the dollar bill and do a design.
And do a fucking cool design.
Yeah.
Where the eye is like all bloodshot from smoking weed.
From smoking
weed. You know that big eye?
Dope.
Yeah, the Illuminati eye. The Illuminati eye.
Oh my God!
Okay, I'm gonna go.
So funny.
I don't want to listen like this Brett thing. I'm gonna go.
Okay, go ahead, Hayes. Hopefully, I'll see you soon, or the show's over. Bye.
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 Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.